different this day. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, changing things up just a bit for this episode so we can do another meditation. Spend some time in quiet reflection. Here in the United States, we celebrate a feast of Thanksgiving. And I always encourage everyone to practice an attitude of gratitude, thanksgiving, appreciation in their lives every single day, to actually spend some time writing down, reflecting on all the goodness in their lives. My previous episode to this one talked about the power that contains, but yet we don't do it simply for the power, for the way we magnetize our condition and attract more of our good. Certainly that happens. But appreciation is just a good state of mind, of consciousness to be in, even through difficulties, even through adversities, because they all bear gifts. So let's gently ease into this time of reflection. Simply allow my words to be your guide, allowing them to be the words of your heart. As you get comfortable, and once again, here's the small print. Don't listen to do this while you're driving or operating any kind of machinery or in any kind of position where you could cause harm to yourself or anyone else. Because I invite you to close your outer eyes, to totally relax. So get comfortable. I'll give you a minute here. Get comfortable, do some deep breathing, some real deep breathing. Most of us just breathe on a surface level without giving much conscious attention to how we are breathing. So breathe deeply and even envision your physical body, your whole being, filling with oxygen. That oxygen we need, that life-giving oxygen. See it and feel going down to the very tips of your toes. See it flooding every cell of your being. And in that exhale, see that air that's moving out from us, carrying everything away that it's not supportive of all that we are. So we continue to breathe, just getting into that conscious awareness of the breathing we are doing. And let it be a slow, soft, gentle rhythm, paying attention to it. We're not holding it, drawing it in and holding it. We're just drawing it in and breathing out. Drawing in and breathing out. Seated comfortably or even laying down. allowing yourselves to relax deeper and deeper. Don't worry about the random thoughts that move into your consciousness. We think thoughts, that's what we do. It's okay. You might find it helpful to see them enter the screen of your mind and then slowly drift away, perhaps as a passing cloud. Or you can see yourself in a beautiful area, perhaps a park next to a gently flowing stream, and you place your thoughts and your cares and concerns in a basket, and you place it in the stream and witness it gently floating away. In this place, nothing can disturb the peace of your soul. So once again, we bring our attention back to our breath. And I often like to use a mantra. It can mean anything or nothing. And I have different ones. I like to stick with one or two chosen intentional mantras. Because what happens is it conditions our mind when we say the word or the phrase over and over again, and we get into a regular practice of meditation. We're conditioning our subconscious mind to learn that, oh, this is the time that all those random thoughts are to quiet down. This is a time of peace. This is a time of tranquility. This is a personal time of serenity. And so it is, and so we breathe. And for today, let's simply use the words, I am. I am. So anytime we find that we're drifting away or our thoughts turn to something else, simply come back to your breath and the words, I am. I am fully present here and now. Relaxing into a deep state of gratitude. Gratitude for life and living. Appreciation for goodness and grace. Thankfulness for the goodness of God. Sitting in appreciation of this presence that I can feel that is good, that is around me and within me. This presence of life that lives me and breathes me and animates me. I am so grateful. Even deeper, letting go, surrendering, really surrendering to this presence of good that lives me, surrendering mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Simply feel the presence of life. And life's intention for all of us is good. So let us be grateful for that good. Let us see ourselves opening our arms, the arms of our heart, open to receive. So grateful and filled with appreciation for the good that floods our life. Even in times of trial and tribulation, through hardships, we know the gift is there. The good is there. We may not see it at the time. In fact, we may be going through a challenge right this very moment. Yet underneath it all, there is a treasure, and there is good. We keep moving. We come to this place often where there is peace, and we take our mind off our challenge. And we surrender and we lay it down at the altar of goodness. We release and we let go. And we take care of I am. We focus on peace and thanksgiving. And sitting there alone, the challenge slowly dissolves in the light of good. And we continue in this space, in this place, to breathe. We'll move into an extended period of silence here, where I invite you just to call to mind all that you are thankful for. For all the good in your life that you have received up until this point. For the beauty and the goodness of this very moment, present moment gratitude. And also future gratitude for your wishes and dreams fulfilled now. Give thanks now. All we have is this eternal moment of now. So let our hearts be filled with thanksgiving for all the good in our lives. Move through your body and every part of your body, bless it and give thanks for it. Move through your mind and give thanks for this power to have dominion over your thoughts and create your world with all the words you place after I am. Thanks for your emotions that guide you, that tell you you're feeling good, so you're feeling God, so you know that you're on the right track. Simply sit in thanksgiving for all that you are and all that the good you receive. Let's spend a minute or two in the silence. And again, we bring our attention back to our breath, breathing in deeply. And every time you do that, inhale the goodness of life in living, and exhale anything that does not serve you. I like to say, inhale love and gratitude. And exhale all that you don't want. In Thanksgiving, we have just refreshed our very soul. We have touched that inner room we call the secret place of the Most High, the dwelling place of I am. And truly, we have bathed in the goodness of life. I invite you to do this often, to save this episode and other ones like it. To pause and refresh and reflect on all the blessings in your life. For those of you that celebrate Thanksgiving, I wish for you a very happy, joy-filled Thanksgiving holiday. For those that don't celebrate this as a quote-unquote holiday, I invite you to begin celebrating every day as your personal day of Thanksgiving. And so it is, and so we let it be. You've been listening to Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and this is the Genesis Frequency. The Genesis Frequency Podcast. As always, I invite you to leave a comment, to reach out, send me a message, and hey, let's get on the phone and have a conversation about the good you would love to see move into your life. I can help you get there. You tell me what you want. I can show you how to get it, because it's all done by law. Wishing for you an infinitely spectacular day.